Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This week on Spanky's Corner.
A podcast! Stop touching these older men!
What?
What happens when you take a baby and you dump them in the water? What's that called?
I want to f*** his voice.
You try to start a fight with a one-armed 50-year-old.
Let me take you out for dinner and a night of passion.
I love fights.
The healing uterus. Showbiz, baby.
Hey, bro, what happened to your arm? Where are they?
I've not had a penis my whole life.
Spankies.
Oh, is it rolling?
Yep.
Welcome back. It is episode 3 of Spanky's Corner, a podcast. And we're so happy to have you here on whatever day you chose to listen.
I'm not taking that first part out.
What, of me deciding when to talk?
Yeah, not at all.
Showbiz, baby.
Last week, we said we had a superstar celebrity guest. So within a 2-week period, not only did we book our first superstar celebrity guest, but we had our first superstar celebrity cancellation. So
he did some serious sh- to his leg.
It was Martin Garrix, and like legit, he was supposed to play Spring Awakening here in Chicago, and he was supposed to come by, and we were going to have him on the podcast, and it was like our first big superstar celebrity
and,
person.
And like, he's a pretty good one, you know? Like, he is, you know, he's no William Hung. I don't know why, that's just where my mind went of very low celebrity.
Do people really remember William Hung, do you think?
He made an impact.
Do you remember when he sang the national anthem and when he said, buy me some peanuts? He said, buy me some penis and cracker jacks. I miss that guy. But Martin Garrix, if you're listening, and I know you aren't, I hope you feel better soon because he did blow out his leg or something, right? It was something crazy.
He had surgery. I just went to his Instagram and today he posted, my ankle surgery went great this morning. I think he's being real. I think he's not like really just, you know how he, sometimes when you fake sick from work, you post some stuff to make it legit.
Yeah.
I think he's not feeling that sorry that he's not here on this podcast.
Do you think he planned this and purposely hurt himself to avoid this podcast?
I wouldn't blame him. But the good news is we got another celebrity guest, and it's somebody I really like.
And that's really all that matters. His name is Bryce Vine. He's going to be at the B96 Pepsi Summer Bash if you live in Chicago. And he was just on Jimmy Kimmel last week.
And he has the voice of an angel.
Or no, say what you really said about Bryce Vine's voice. Say it.
My dad listens to this.
I'll say it for you. Julia says, and now I'm quoting, I want to f*** his voice. Shout out to your dad.
I'm crying. I don't want my dad to hear that.
Look, you didn't say you want to f*** Bryce Vine. You said you want to f*** his voice. That's a totally different thing. Last week, first of all, we haven't given away the Charlie Puth song. Oh,
hey!
Julian jumping for us.
Are you on that podcast thing?
We never gave away the Charlie Puth sauce. Was it Kaiser? A dude named Kaiser Soze?
Yeah, we need to hit him back up.
So he's going to win the Charlie Puth sauce from week one. What do we do for week two with the sign?
It was a signed picture of you, and we thought nobody would comment after that. But we got 2 or 3 of what I would say are the best comments yet on our podcast.
Can I tell you my favorite?
Yeah.
This podcast is hilarious, and episode 2 is even better than episode 1. I love the random guests that stop in, especially Sonic, because he seems like an absolute train wreck in the best way possible. Please don't send me a picture of Tyler.
For sure, that's my favorite.
Well, wow. She's not going to get the picture, but this one's really good, too, and this is who
Wait,
will.
Wait, before you go there, that's an absolute perfect description of Sonic.
Train wreck?
You know. Yeah, for sure.
Just like total, you know.
Oh, you should hear the story about him this week. He tried to start a fight with a one-armed 50-year-old.
Boy, if that's not incentive to get people to listen longer on this very podcast, I don't know what is.
I'm not the guy that likes to start stuff and you know, and bring out people's business, but yesterday he had a date in here who just had like...
Oh, I saw her on the way out. He quickly introduces us to all of them.
Well, what you didn't know is that she just had uterine surgery.
Why do you know that?
Because she told me. And he's trying to pick her up and take her home. The poor girl can't even walk. And I'm thinking
There's
myself.
There's no way she's going to be able to cook up with
what
him.
What the F is this dude doing?
He goes from not being able to have sex with the girl from the internet to bringing home a girl with a healing uterus. Yes. What is wrong with him?
Well, where did we start?
That poor, poor girl.
Every week it is some sort of level of Sonic not getting laid.
And the best part is she's walking out of here like literally like stumbling. Like she, you know, almost had for her to walk.
I didn't see her limping. I just, she said hi and I noticed that she was a cute girl. And Sonic always tries to bring girls up to the studio to flex.
How's that working?
We have the winner though. So it's Joey.P. Really liked your comment. I love listening to these guys during my free hours in class. These stories are actually more entertaining than half my friends. You can thank Sonic for that. These two are perfect. So what should the prize be for next week? It has to be something different.
Do we need one?
Should we go buy something from CVS? Haribo gummy bears and a loofah.
That's so, what people are going to get?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you leave a nice comment about our podcast, you are now in the running for next week's prize, which is Haribo gummy bears and a loofah from CVS right by our work.
We'll send Sonic over there. I'm sure he's got to go pick up his medication.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
Do you know anybody that works for the Illinois Department of Transportation?
I'm sure I do somewhere down the line. What happened?
We'll accept Indiana Department of Transportation, too.
I'm looking to have a career change.
Really?
I want to be a ghostwriting sign designer for the highway. Because you know how they have those sassy ass message boards?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think I would shine at that job?
You would do so much better. I saw one, as a matter of fact, on the way in. It says, drag your hot dog.
Yes.
Dip your beef.
Drop your phone.
What the fuck?
What is a
drag your hot dog? Can somebody explain it to me?
I don't know what that means. I thought I was like, oh, it's a Chicago thing. I don't understand
yet. Well, dip the beef is definitely a Chicago thing because we dip our beefs. I mean, you can't have a beef that's not dipped. Or what's it called? What happens when you take a baby and you get their baptism and you dump them in the water? What's that called? Baptize. They call it baptize the beef. Why are you laughing at me? It's true. It's baptize the beef.
What's a baptism called when you dump it in the water?
So they baptize the beef. So, I mean, dip the beef, I understand, but drag the hot dog. Where does the drag the hot? Is it like you have a little like wiener dog and you drag his ass around the corner?
Do you know anybody at the Illinois Department of Transportation?
I might. Are we going to start again?
But I'll accept. The greatest thing is I'll be an intern. I'll accept no payment for this.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
You know everybody.
What would the sign be? What would Julia's?
I don't want to just put it out there until I'm in my official audition.
Give him the one example that you had. I thought it was a really good example.
There's no horses in the back, so eyes on the road because of Old Town Road.
That wasn't the one I was going to go with.
Well, no. What?
It was the other one where you specifically call out a person's name. And then every single person with that name, you think they're talking to them.
Just eyes on the road, Jeff.
I like that.
But well, just like take some basic ass names, like drop your phone, Katie.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's awesome.
So we're talking to this guy right now. His name is John because we tweeted off of the B96's account that this is my dream job.
Using that account for good.
So now this John guy says he's got a plug. So I'm constructing this message. And so far it says, hi, John. My name is Julia and I host the night show on B96. Sounds like a pretty cool job, right? Well, it isn't because I have bigger dreams of being a ghostwriting sign designer. Anyway, message boards. A ghostwriting sign designer. I don't know if that's the title, but it should be. I'm going to go look on.
That would be really long on a business card. I would probably go to GoDaddy and buy the domain right now.
Ghostwritingsigndesigner.com.
Yeah, .com. When you absolutely positively.
No, .gov. It's
even better.
It's
or .org. .gov.org.
Best part is this is the part of the podcast where Martin Garrix should have been.
I guess the reason I'm sweating too is because I've never just hopped into somebody's DMs like this.
You are really nervous right now.
I've never gone into somebody's DMs and like this is my first time. Like,
do you have an example of a highway sign that involves sliding into DMs? You can incorporate the two. So you can give an example of your work about sliding into some sort of DMs that you can translate into a highway sign and be like, here's an example of my work.
I don't want them to steal it.
How much do you want to get paid from this endeavor?
Well, like I said, I would be fine being an intern, which if they stole it would basically be the same thing. But I have this vision of them like giving me a writer's room with like a feather bed.
If you think the Illinois Department of Transportation is formatted in a very similar way to Saturday Night Live, I hate to be the one to break this to you. It's not going to work out for you. But you should give him all of your ideas. Let them steal them all. And your dream comes true regardless.
But how will I know? Because I'm going to be so bamboozled if like they just take it from me and don't let me know.
You have mascara running.
I don't care. I'm fucking crying about this. It's so important to me.
Oh, no. Come on in, Sonic. Hey, do you know anybody at Illinois Department of Transportation?
What is that? What he does, yeah. I haven't driven in like over a year. I don't have a car.
Yeah, that's fair. He moved here without. I'm like literally like, I look like my dog just died.
Are you crying tears of joy or happy or sad?
Laughter mostly.
Oh, Julia's sliding into a guy's DMs right now. Yeah, you're good at sliding in people's DMs. How do you make this happen?
What do you what's the agenda? What's the
to write signs on a highway?
You're gonna ask somebody to write signs on the highway for you?
You want to hear what I have so far? Hi, John. My name is Julia, and I host the night show on B96. Sounds like a pretty cool job, right? Well, it isn't, because I have bigger dreams of being a ghostwriting sign designer for iDOT's highway message boards. Since you're basically my iDOT dealer, I just need a connection because I've been mentally writing for months.
I think that's too spammy.
It needs to be shorter.
See? Yeah. He said exactly what I said. You need to condense that down.
So what do I say?
So
take me to iDOT, bitch.
Maybe. We need to link up I could use your help. I would love to link up sometime and
Not sometime. This needs to happen. Okay.
You're trying to date.
Hey, John, I want to write signs. Let me take you out for dinner and a night of passion.
No, just be like, hey, cool and professional. So, hey.
Hey, John,
we need
Julia
to link up and do these
B96. My dream is to ghostwrite.
Yeah.
For the highway signs. Where do we go from here?
Oh, Eric Bradley coming in.
Oh, thank you.
What is that? Oh, it's your birthday.
Sunday is.
Oh, you out of here?
Should I throw that in there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Our boss, Eric Bradley, just walked in and gave Julie a birthday card.
So I know you live in Dallas, but do you know anybody who works for iDOT?
You know, I used to know the Secretary of State.
What?
And the state treasurer, but no longer.
So my secondary dream to being a radio star, well, it might even be my first, I've realized.
To ghostwrite for the signs, to be sassy and...
Like, I'll do it for no pay, but I want like a writer's room and a feather pen.
Maybe give them some examples. Maybe, why don't you solicit for some people to give you some...
They'll take them and not...
But that's the point, Julia! That's the point.
But you can show your worth.
Yeah.
And show how creative and funny you are.
Well, once he gets me to the man, you know what I mean?
Say, I've got plenty of A-list material that I can share with you once we come to some kind of a... Okay. Agreement.
Okay. Agreement. Some compensation.
The message boards on the highway. Thanks
for the
help.
Are we recording Spanky's Corner right now?
Yeah, we are.
Said.
Whoa! She did it!
What'd you write?
I said the things we've talked about, but I did add you're like my iDOT dealer because I think he'll think it's funny. Do you think we can call iDOT?
So in radio, we can't technically call somebody. They need to call us in order for us to put us on the air.
In order, if you were going to call them, you'd have to tell him straight up you're recording him.
But we're not on the airwaves. We're on the internet.
You're recording the call.
Yeah.
That's okay. You can just be very like, hey, by the way, we're going to record this call. Is that okay with you? Sure.
I'm sure Sandra, who answers the phone at the iDOT customer service, is going to love that.
You guys, it's like we're on a date. Like, you guys are telling me what to say on Bumble. I feel like I'm in a sleepover with my girlfriends and they're like, did he answer?
What's bothering intense Shane?
Did you want to fight the guy that wanted to fight Sonic before you got there the other night? You were pretty angry.
Oh, yeah, we need to, because we're going to have Sonic tell the story.
I have a problem with anybody who tries to start fights in bars. I've got no problem finishing fights. I've finished my fair share of fights. I've been in 9 fights, and I've never thrown the first punch.
9?
9 fights, I've never thrown the first punch. Those guys were asking for it, sitting at the bar, a creepy old, and I understand that's what Snickers is. And by the way, Tyler, we did a shot of Malort that night.
Yeah.
Do you know how much they charged me for the shot of Malort?
No.
How much would you regularly pay for a shot of Malort?
$7.
Where?
Any bar.
Made of gold? No, right, you go to Hook and Ladder, you go to...
All right, if you go to a neighborhood Chicago bar, like somewhere up on like the Northwest side, yeah. You get like a Chicago handshake on special for like $5.
Exactly.
Fine.
You go to Hook and Ladder, you go to Halligan, $2.50. I live there. Snickers, $9. Woo! I ordered 4 shots of Malort. For me, you, Sonic, and I think, Julia, your boyfriend.
Yeah.
$36.
Oh, my God.
I had a $10 bill out ready to pay for these 4 shots of Malort.
Yeah.
Because you're like, it's poison. Surely it'll be cheap.
Exactly. And those 2 punks that Sonic wanted to fight. What are you surprised? It's Chicago. I was close, but I was more so just ready to back up Sonic.
How do you feel about EDM festivals.
I'm glad you have a, okay. I'm glad you have a stress ball in your hands. It's
Thank
so
you
necessary.
Thank you for leaving this here for me. I'm looking at Instagram stories, and I'm looking at Snapchats, and don't ask me why I follow people on Instagram that will be that would be shooting this kind of thing, but why are there 14-year-old girls not clothed with glitter dancing around and doing drugs nobody should be doing at festivals? They call them music festivals. What is music about? That computer bullshit that they put on those speakers. Why is it in the middle of a field next to the bowling alley I used to go to in sixth grade in Hoffman Estates?
Why can't you just let a little bit of joy into your heart, Shane?
Because it's not joy I want, and I don't think that it's joy people should have.
Well, first of all, they're not all 14.
Yeah, there's people over the age of 21 who enjoys this.
On purpose?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's a pretty...
It's very warm in
pretty
here.
Expensive ticket.
Actually, no, it's set at literally 61 degrees.
So why is it 80?
Because you're
sweating.
Because
you're upset.
You're really fired up about these festivals.
I don't understand how you guys are able to pinpoint. Am I just angry about that many things that there's a good chance you can pick anything and it's going to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went back and forth like on what we would like to present you with today.
Yeah. All these things legitimately make me angry. I have very strong opinions about mundane things and very mundane opinions about things that people have very strong opinions about.
So then when I tell you that some of the highest paid musicians in the world are EDM DJs, what do you have to say about that?
I'll tell you, give me 3 weeks, I'll put my dog in front of a computer and teach her the same goddamn things.
Wow.
I've had fun at those festivals.
But look at it from an entertainment standpoint. Are you want to be slightly entertained with the people watching at an EDM festival?
No, because I'd just be disappointed for them. I'm disappointed that that's how they spend their lives. And I understand there's a lot of crossover here. Your B96 demo, a lot of them are probably at the EDM festivals.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, but it ain't for me, and I don't think it should be for anybody else.
Nobody else can enjoy it if Shane does not.
Well, this is one of them. It's not everything that I don't enjoy, but this is definitely one of them that objectively I can say that it's not enjoyable.
Do you enjoy marijuana?
I don't smoke, no.
Okay.
Well, should I? Probably.
I'm thinking you should.
Can I recommend some CBD oil? I got a guy.
No, if I see one more goddamn CBD thing on Sonic's Instagram story about how it cures cancer or whatever the hell it does. Okay, I gotta go.
Okay, bye. Good talk, Shane. I feel like this has been good. Yeah, we need that stress ball back.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
Normally, we have Sonic on to talk about his misadventures with women, but this week...
We get to talk about our misadventures with Sonic.
Oh!
Like what?
Why did you try to beat up a one-armed man?
He was one-armed?
You know what we're talking about.
I know, that's Snickers, but... Oh, the dude with the brace.
I know, but you tried to start a fight with old men with a bowling brace on.
I did not try to start a fight with him. He moonwalked into me. I was trying to order a drink, and he was standing in front of me. He's trying to show off. He's doing the moonwalk, and then he hits me, and he looks up at me, and he tries to say, "Hey, man, you ruined my moonwalk." And I said, "Nah, you ruined your moonwalk."
Ooh.
Because, yeah. And I was
dude,
like,
you straight burn.
You're mean.
Okay, so I was at the bar, and the one-armed man sitting right there.
You guys, to clarify, he doesn't only have one arm. His one, his other arm was in a bowling brace.
His one useful arm.
He had one useful arm is what we're trying to say.
Right.
Because now we're just sound like he's picking on...
One-armed guys.
Yeah, which is sounds kind of like he lost it in a shark bite. Like, it just sounds way more messed up than it was.
Set the scene. We're at Snickers and River North. Sonic, me, and Julie's boyfriend, Josh... went out and watched the NBA Finals game. Afterwards, we go to Snickers, waited for Julia to get off work, and Kenzie came with her, so there's now five of us. When Kenzie and Julia rolled in, I ordered five shots of Fireball, a margarita for Kenzie, because that's what you need at
Snickers. The only thing she drinks.
And then a vodka water for you, and the one-armed man looks at me and goes, "Pussy order," or something like that. And I'm like, huh? I didn't know any of this other stuff had happened. I didn't know the moonwalking thing. And apparently, he realized I was with you. So I look over, I'm like, well, I'll do a shot with you. Let's do a shot on Malort or something. And he's like, no, man, whatever. And then you walk up behind me and go, "Hey, bro, what happened to your arm?" And then walked away.
I did.
Instigating.
I love myself. Yeah, that was great, man. I love myself today.
But so was that after you guys already had a tiff?
Yeah.
So I told you.
Then
like,
I was
he starts
instigating
stuff, but then he goes and he instigates. He's like your little brother is just poking you.
Yeah.
Josh comes walking up. And it was like, he's on the other side of me. I'm still at the bar. The one-armed guy's on one side. Josh comes up and he's like, "Yo, is everything okay up here?" I'm like, "What is everybody talking about? Why is this one-armed man to my right a part of everything?" So we go back to the table, sitting there, have our drinks. And I see Josh stand up I've got my back to you. And I hear a man say, that's my twin brother. We come here all the time. Do you think you're tough? And now it's a man with two arms that looks just like the guy with one arm because they're twins.
But not really. This dude was smaller. He still wasn't a small man because a dude with one arm was a bigger man.
He was rounder.
He was just bigger. Yeah. And then the other guy
came
up.
You guys, they were just like sad 50-year-old men who spent a lot of time on Plenty of Fish.
True
and
that.
Play a lot of Yahoo Pool.
Right. Like, so don't talk to me like that. Like I ruined your moonwalk. Nah. And then I thought he was being fun and he wasn't. And then he was really sour. So then that's when I'm like, all right. And then I saw him furiously texting someone. I'm like, oh, he's texting the squad right now. The Plenty of Fish squad is going to come up. And of course,
the Pop squad.
The twin came up. He's like, you some kind of tough guy. And then I froze up because I was drunk, but I'm not used. It was unconventional the way he approached me to fight. Like, I'm used to, like, what's up, man? You want to go outside or whatever? And he was like, hey, are you a tough guy? And I'm like, what does that mean?
Dude, but that's because his first
Billie
fight
Eilish was... Billie Eilish lyric.
Yeah. I was like, who are you, my grandpa? Like, oh, yeah, I'm a tough guy. Put your dukes up. You know what I mean? I was all, I thought that's what he was going to say next.
Josh stands up. I turn around. And we both kind of like separate you guys and we...
But nobody was watching Kenzie.
Nobody's watching Kenzie who's sitting by the thing. And we tell the guy, we're like, look, man, sorry about our friend, but just know there's three of us.
And you have a bowling brace on your
wrist. Right. There's three working arms between the two of you. This won't end well for you guys. I apologize about our friend, whatever he did, probably nothing. But just go back to the bar. You're grown-ass man. Just
trying to defuse the situation.
That's when Kenzie... figured out what was happening.
She didn't figure out what was happening. She just reacted. She had no idea what was happening.
She knew there was beef with the Plenty of Fish squad and just went ham sandwich.
Kenzie lost her
She went from zero to Cardi B with the shoe at Nicki Minaj.
Dude, straight nuclear.
In 20 seconds.
That. No, not 20 seconds. It was instantaneous.
Yeah, and then I was holding her back.
You guys, the entire time, though, let me explain my position in this. So Kenzie and I were just having like a nice conversation before these guys came over about something that happened in Vegas. So I was looking through a video to show her. So my head was in my phone the entire time and I didn't hear anything going on. So all of a sudden I hear something. I look up and all I see is you guys holding Kenzie back, her hair and her nails, just... all I see is just a flash of hair and nails.
Yeah. She's strong. She's like a pit bull or something.
Dude.
I'm like, dude, she almost... And her nails are super long. They're like 6 feet long. So she could have just swiped that guy's face from like across the bar.
And she lost her after it was really diffused. And so these guys started kind of taking a step back.
It was all diffused, right.
Completely. And so finally...
And all I heard was them saying... you to her and she was and then she like just throws herself back at her again and both of you got her by her arms to where she can't move.
Josh and I look at the guy and we're like, we can control our friend Sonic. We cannot control her. She will kill you. Fast forward 2 minutes, literally 2 minutes. Those dudes went back to the bar after Kenzie lost her mind because I think they realized they didn't want to mess with her. Shane, intense Shane comes walking in with one of his friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, you just missed it. Like some dudes were like stepping up on Sonic. He goes, where are they?
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, no, we're not going back to this. No, I'll kill them. Where are they? And so he's just looking around. Tell me which ones they are. So every guy walking out of the bathroom, he's just sitting there mean mugging. I'm like, I'm punching. Was it him?
Did you see the moment where like Shane like accidentally backed into somebody and the guy was like, just chill out, man. You're drunk. And the guy goes in the bathroom and Shane turns around and just punches the bathroom door.
Dude, Shangri needs some CBD, dude.
Five minutes after that, you were doing drinks. You and Josh were doing drinks with the three arms of men. Yeah.
You guys, let me just explain. Like,
I love Josh.
I'm so excited for my boyfriend to be in town and be with all my friends and to be with me on my birthday. And I'm like,
oh, yeah, happy birthday. It was your birthday.
Yeah, that's what we were actually celebrating.
That was your present.
So I was like, where's Josh? And like, I turn around and I see him like just because he's drunk because you guys got him super drunk.
Hey.
Twist a man's arm. He has two arms to twist.
Yeah. The other guy only had one.
I turn around and I see Josh rubbing the lower backs of these men. And I'm like, what the f- are you doing?
He was showing off. The fact that he had two arms and he could do that. Unlike the other guy with one arm.
So the next morning he was like, was I bad last night? And I go, no, you were just rubbing everybody's back in the bar and you were rubbing the men's backs. That, like every time I turned around, his hand was on some part of their back. And I'm like, stop touching these older men.
Wow. Okay, I gotta go.
Okay, bye.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast.
I don't even have toilet paper in my house.
Steal it from here.
Is that why you're still here?
Yeah.
I pee. That's why I pee before I leave every day.
The podcast is live, by the way.
That's fine. I don't care.
Hi, Kenzie.
Hi.
Hi.
Kenzie K, Midday Extraordinaire at the B96 in Chicago. And the reason why we wanted to have you on, things that shouldn't make you pissed that piss you off.
Man, I got a lot of those, but we'll kick it off. This is the number one. It's about the worst human on the planet.
Okay. Can I take some guesses?
Yeah. What do you got? What do you got?
Bin Laden.
No. It's the grandpa from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I hate that son of a bitch so much.
What did he do to you?
Listen, his saggy ass laid in a fucking bed.
Wow.
Doing nothing. Well, that poor woman has visible bags under his eyes taking care of him, okay? Charlie catches a break. Golden ticket. That should be a vacation for the one person who's starving herself to give your fat ass laying on a bed soup every night. And then all of a sudden you can magically walk and you deserve the vacation from the bed? From the fucking bed? I wish somebody would have taken a lead pipe to his kneecaps. What a piece of shit. And then he gets there and he steals soda and almost kills the kid. Who the fuck do you think you are? Like, you just got your leg back, so you're a liar and a thief, and you're just walking around, like, ruining everyone's fucking life. I wish he would have drowned in the chocolate fountain. I hate him.
Thanks for coming in, Kenzie.
Oh, my God. I hate that man. I'm all worked up.
She is so worked up. I hate him.
Dude, you are seriously red. I've never seen you red before.
Because it's like he's supposed to be this endearing character, and I'm like, he's fucking evil.
Do you know what she's talking about?
Not at all. Watch her get so upset is hilarious.
You guys haven't seen?
When we were children.
I probably did as a kid, but I do not remember it whatsoever.
Okay, I haven't seen it in like 10 years either, but this is childhood anger. I'm scarred. I hate him.
Do you like hate all old men now?
I'm not a fan, personally.
Old men in general.
She leaves and she just lets the door hit him.
I know.
Knocks into their walkers.
Because I know they're lying. Like, you don't need a walker.
Move those hips, you son of a bitch.
Scooch. Scooch.
Shout out to Kenzie for giving her bleeper button a workout today, too.
Oh my God.
I did ask if we could curse prior to going
I didn't
home.
Know you were
going to
take full advantage.
It's a touchy thing for me.
No shit.
I mean, we wanted the full emotion.
We got it.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
Eric Bradley, our boss and music director at B96 in Chicago, organized Bryce Vine calling in a second. Julia just put on perfume for this phone interview.
You guys, awesome. Like, I just got ready for this interview just so, like, I feel like...
I think that's really cute.
I feel ready for him.
You think it's cute?
I think it's cute.
Can I tell you what she said word for word?
Yes.
I really want to fuck his voice.
Wow, Julia.
Is there anything we can't ask Bryce?
I think he's pretty game.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's so cool.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, record. Look how excited Julia is as our backline rings.
Don't tell him.
Should I make him wait?
No.
Hi, studio. Hello.
Hey, what up?
Hi, Bryce.
Hey, well, congrats on Kimmel. That was cool to watch.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it was terrifying, honestly. I was like, I haven't been nervous for a show in a long time.
Well, do you feel like it's because they gave you like an activity to do while you were performing? Like the fact that you started outside?
Yeah, for sure. There was a lot more to concentrate on. Like, and my acting skills were challenged and everything. Yeah.
When you're backstage in the green room, what's the Kimmel green room like? What do you get in that green room that you haven't seen in any other places?
It's so nice. It's so nice. And there's like a shower that I wish I had in my place. it's like a nicer version of like every working musician's apartment.
I imagine he'd have like a bidet.
No, but there was an open bar.
Wait, is it really?
You got to be real careful.
Now, how is Jimmy as a person?
He was super cool, man. I can't imagine talking to that many people and then still like being engaged in conversation with somebody, like even making jokes. Because so funny enough, 2 days before I did Kimmel, I went with my dad to a premiere for the movie Black Godfather on Netflix. And Jimmy Kimmel was there. And I walked into him in the lobby and I'm like, oh, hey, I'm doing your show on Wednesday. And then not 2 minutes later, my dad, not knowing that I had just done that, walked into the bathroom, saw Jimmy Kimmel and goes, hey, yo, what up? My son is playing his show on Wednesday. And he's like, I know, I just met him in the lobby. So he mentioned that during his show on Wednesday.
Can I ask you a serious question about Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah.
Does he have soft hands?
I don't know, man. I was so nervous. I don't think I was really paying attention.
I really like Jimmy Kimmel a lot.
I remember them being firm firm and justified.
Okay. Yeah, we want to know, like, the level of handshake. Like, did you get, like, a flaccid handshake or, like, a really firm, like, all the way there?
I think it was a firm handshake. It was fair and firm, like, and reassuring. That's what I'll say. It was like shaking hands with Ernest Hemingway, like what I imagine that would be.
Hey, happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah, this Sunday, man. Thank you, guys.
You don't sound too excited.
I mean, you just get to a certain age, and then you hurt, and then you're aging, you know? It's like, it's not like you're growing up anymore. Now you're just aging.
Speaking of that, it's also Tyler's birthday on Sunday, the nice man that you're talking
to. Yeah, we share a birthday.
And he's not thrilled about it either.
No.
I guess it's just Geminis in general.
What's on your birthday list? What are you asking for this year?
My mom texted me that yesterday. My manager texted me it today. I literally can't think of like anything that I need right now. Like just to keep doing this, I guess. It's been a hell of a year. So I'm like, I don't know. I feel a little messed up to ask for more stuff right now.
What about if we were to go to CVS? You can't say no. One thing from CVS for your birthday. We have the corporate card and we'll see you 6 days later.
CVS? Okay.
It's mostly because there's a CVS right next door to the radio station. Yeah. And it's very convenient for us, Bryce.
Yeah. Okay. I'll say, I don't know. Coconut oil.
You
done.
Got it, bud.
I use it on my skin and my hair.
June 22nd, be ready, because not only are you going to be at the B96 Pepsi Summer Bash, but you're going to be a proud new owner of some CVS coconut oil, courtesy of your friends here at B96.
Oh. Well, make sure it's the CVS Man. Brand, too. Nothing too legit. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You don't want to spoil me.
Hey, new album. I saw we finally got a release date. Is that a fact, or did I just make that up?
Yeah, man, it looks good. Like July 24th, I think, is the date.
Are you sure?
I hope that's right.
Bryce, I am really excited for that because I've been waiting for more of your discography forever, because like I'll just put it on sometimes and I'll re-get to the same song again in like 30 minutes. And I'm like, Bryce, we need more.
Oh, man. Thanks. Yeah, that's a huge compliment. It takes me forever to write songs, though. I'm getting faster now, but like, I want to love every one of them for a long time. So instead of getting tired of playing the same song over and over again, you know.
What are you most excited for with the album?
Like, I've been drawing album covers and stuff since I was a little kid. I'm excited to like hold one in my hand and like actually have my first album in my hands. That's going to be cool. And I know the artwork's going to be dope. And I think people are really going to like the songs. Like people say my music makes them feel better. And music was that for me growing up. So I like to be able to give people that.
Good for you. That's a good answer. Oh, by the way, your album drops July 26th, not July 24th.
I was so close.
Don't worry. We got Google here in the studio, so we figure that out for you.
Oh, man.
Buddy, you're going to be doing a lot of these type of things. You need to make sure you get that date right.
Yeah, I'd maybe throw it in your notes on your phone.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody from the label is going to be calling me right after this, like, hey, so let's not go forgetting the album.
So take me through the Bryce Vine performance at the B96 Pepsi Summer Bash, because, you know, we're up here, we're selling some tickets. People are excited to see you. You know, just a couple key adjectives to describe what's going to happen on stage.
It's energetic, interactive. Like, I like messing with fans if they're close enough. And, you know, I just try to create an environment where people feel welcome, because I'm on stage making a fool of myself, not taking it too seriously. So it gives, like, everyone a chance to hopefully do the same thing. And, you know, when you hear some of these songs sung live by the crowd, like, everybody feels it. You know, you can tell. It's fun, man.
Are you the type of artist that takes like a bottle of water and like sprays it on the front of the crowd? Like just a Nestle Pure Life on someone's head?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll try to read the room. You know, like if it's like a corporate event or something, I probably wouldn't do it. It's like everyone's sitting in business suits and I'm just like, are you guys effing ready? Pour some water and yeah, I don't know. But generally in a show, it gets hot, man. Like the rooms get hot. There's never enough AC in a venue, so you know, you gotta cool them down.
Is there a method to that? Have you had to practice it so it evenly disperses?
I'm still practicing and I still screw it up. I've tossed more water behind me on the stage from inaccuracy then I think I've like hit like maybe 9 people in the crowd. And other than that, I'm just getting it on our equipment that needs to not get wet. So not quite professional yet.
So when you go to the show, do you know what's on your hospitality rider? Because Julia and I will make sure and double check to make sure everything is on there. Do you have like any random weird items? And we'll just go through ahead of time to make sure the people that do that for you have you taken care of.
From CVS.
Yeah, it has to all be from CVS, as you know. But other than that.
Yeah, just lots of coconut oil. No. So my manager, Matt, like a long time ago, put on my rider my least favorite food on the planet.
That's mean.
Which is peanut butter pretzels, like a big jug of them. So he has it on the rider for every single show. I'm the only one that doesn't eat them every single show.
That's a very specific food to have as your least favorite food.
It's like the opposite of water.
It is the most dry thing on earth.
It's like the worst thing for a singer.
If we had somebody from our staff not provide peanut butter pretzels backstage, that would kind of flip the joke on him.
Absolutely. And I would rub it in his face. It would make my day.
All right, done. We're going to have our people
remove
that from the list. But we're going to keep that between
Thank
us.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Another gift.
So how do you feel about potatoes? I know this is a really smooth transition.
Yeah, really, really. Yeah, you just snuck that in there.
Because we have a really fun F, Mary, Kill that we've been doing with everybody lately. So it's F, Mary, Kill, baked potatoes, mashed potatoes, and French fries.
Why would you F any of those?
Bryce has a very good point there, Julia.
Because I think the way you prioritize your potatoes says a lot about you as a person.
I think no matter how you answer this, it's weird. But okay, so what are the options one more time?
Baked potato, mashed potato, and French
baked
fries.
Potato.
F, Mary, Kill.
It'd be really hard to F French fries. So I'm going to say, I guess, Mary French fries.
Mm-hmm.
I could commit to French fries. I guess F baked potato.
They do stuff the other potatoes won't do.
That's
and
true.
They like dress up.
So these are the hot takes you guys do on the radio.
Yeah, bro. This is just peak entertainment right here. Hey, you know what? We'll see you though in like not very long. Saturday, June 22nd. When's your album come out?
July 26th.
Yay!
Thank you.
It's always good to catch up with you. Don't worry, your birthday present will be waiting for you, and peanut butter pretzels will make sure those are removed.
Yeah, this is 10 days after my birthday, so I'm just going to consider this all a birthday present.
No, that's what it is.
It's a gift that keeps giving.
Yep.
Bryce, you're a good human with a kind soul.
You guys are cool, man. It's such a fun thing when people don't ask you the typical questions.
Oh, yeah. So who are your musical influences?
Have you always loved music since you were a child?
The word and how I know someone like either didn't do their homework or whatever is if they go, so Drew Barrymore. Tell me about that.
Oh, no.
Anytime someone says, tell me about that, they want you to do all the work.
Not us, Bryce. We Googled your release date.
We got your wiki all the way up to find out that birthday.
No, you know,
like,
more
come
than
on.
I do. Y'all are all right.
Be a good human being and subscribe. Rate, review the mess you just heard. Thanks.